Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You know, I've played with a numerous of quarterbacks that can keep plays alive, and you know, you ain't always open every time it's a drop back. You know, sometimes the D ain't get back there, but to be able to have the ability to stay quarterback friendly, stay on the same side of the field, get across the field, be in his vision, and you know, be a big target, you know, use my size and frame to be able to shield off a defender and give him a, you know, a liable throw and make sure you make the catches, his best friend, because he running for his life away from guys that's 270 pounds. You know, he don't want to get hit and you drop the ball. You know, he don't want to get hit and he got to throw it away. He'd rather somebody catching that. So, you know, it's a big thing. I take pride in that. Scramble drill is an actual play.
New Bills wide receiver Keon Coleman, he will wear number zero.
Now that I like.
That's cool.
We have a zero and a one.
Yeah.
Because Curtis Samuel's wearing one.
Yes. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. We're post-draft show. Give us a call. It's going to be nice out today. It's going to be nice this week. The Bills add a receiver. We'll get some calls here because we've had some folks waiting. Tim in Dallas. Tim, thanks for waiting, being so patient. Sorry to keep you on so long. Happy to have you. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, good morning, guys. For me, one word regression as far offensively with the receiver room. Whatever the reason Diggs left, you want to upgrade that position. As far as his production, we fail. So I'm sure Coleman is a great player, but his skills kind of reminds me of some of the same guys we have on the roster. So I don't know. I don't want to get your opinion. Also, as far as first-round money, I don't know how much was going to be. That's why they traded down. So I just want to get your opinion on that.
And if they did it for money, I'd be very surprised. I mean, you do save money going from the first to the second round. It's the biggest savings in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
But teams like to trade up in positions where the fifth-year option, like let's say Keon Coleman is amazing, right? Like any receiver could be amazing, or any player. There are some positions where that fifth-year option is super valuable, and that is quarterback, edge rusher, receiver. You get another year of control before having to figure out what you want to do. So usually the first round over the second round is viewed as an advantage.
Mm-hmm.
On Coleman and his profile and how he projects and some of his comps, it's just so interesting how they're going to deploy him, how they're going to use him. He, in college, so I've got some of the numbers from Matt Harmon, reception perception. In college, he lined up not as a true X. Let me just say it this way. He took snaps off the line of scrimmage at nearly 60%.
Mm-hmm.
Not on the line as a true X.
Right.
So you see him working a lot in the slot. You see him working a lot as that big power slot. See some success against zone. I had somebody over the weekend send me a video, and it was basically a long breakdown of Keon Coleman. And the title of the video was, Can Keon Coleman Get Open? The scouting report is, he doesn't separate. And it showed a bunch of Coleman highlights that came, a lot of them, slot or against zone. That he's not a guy that often gets separation against college corners. And I don't know what comparison you're thinking about. This is not DK Metcalf, right? This is not a guy that is big and fast and
AJ
gets over.
Brown.
It's not AJ Brown, right? He is. Some of his comps are Jonathan Mingo, Treylon Burks, and Rashee Rice. And one of the spots that for Coleman here, we'll see. Like the Bills have done a good job growing players and bringing them along and their ability to coach players up, I think is pretty well documented. But in Coleman, they took a guy that does seem to have some serious limitations to what he might be able to do.
Right, like how much coaching up is there for him? You can getting open, especially off the line like that, like doesn't that come down to a lot of explosiveness? And how are you supposed to coach that up?
Right. Well, he has explosiveness. It's just that he doesn't he plays fast. I've got another one here from a listener that sent in Next Gen Stats that, like, among the players in the combine, that Coleman runs slants really fast and goes really fast, but his 40 yard is low. So, you know, when you're running these routes at the combine, your tracked speed is different from your 40 time. There are different ways to be fast.
Yep.
We know that with Gabe Davis, too. Like, Gabe didn't run a fast 40 time, but then ran over the top of defenses. That said, it doesn't really seem to be how Coleman projects to be running over the top of defenses.
No, a lot of his plays at Florida State are screen passes.
Yeah.
A ton of them are screens. I'm watching a video over the course of the morning, all targets and catches for Keon Coleman from last year. The amount of screens is crazy. He's good at them.
Yeah.
But I don't need him to do that stuff, right? Like, well, it might be helpful, but Curtis Samuel's going to do that, and Shakir's going to do that, and James Cook is going to do that, and I guess Coleman's going to do that, too. Like, they're going to have – maybe that's what they want to be. They want to have every player that's going to be on their offense, hey, you have to think about the screen going here versus, you know, some Bills teams of the past where just Beasley's not getting screens and Brown and Diggs. Like, now maybe you might have an offense where you have to worry about everybody's yards after catchability.
He breaks tackles.
He does.
I saw that he has broken when he catches the ball in space. He's a guy that not only breaks a tackle, but often breaks multiple tackles.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
He is a hard player to tackle.
He's a weird player.
Yeah, right.
Right. I don't feel like any comp is perfect for him.
Yeah, there's a uniqueness to his skill set. And that, to me, I was here chasing throughout the receiver train and this whole thing a number one or someone with the potential to be a true number one. And I don't think Coleman is going to offer you that. That doesn't mean he's not any good.
Can he be your number two?
Maybe. I mean, I'm sure the Bills are hoping that. This, like, the Gabe Davis comparisons. Davis was also an interesting slash unique kind of receiver in that he was not the fastest, but he was able to get down the field and make big plays. Mm-hmm. And while we kind of remember Davis as not growing into what the Bills maybe hoped he would, he was a good player and he was valuable. So, you know, I told you a long time ago during this process, if they draft another Gabe Davis or a slightly upgraded Gabe Davis that's not a perfect player, mm-hmm. that's still good. Like, you have a need for a lot of these different receivers on your team. What the whole picture looks like to me, Joe, is that they are really hoping Curtis Samuel can do a lot for them.
Yeah.
And as an $8 million player, like, Samuel is a bargain. The Bills here are going into the season, where do their receivers rank among NFL groups? It's probably bottom 10.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people would put, if you're grading receiver rooms, they'd put the Bills near the bottom. Definitely the bottom half, even with the addition of Keon Coleman. A lot of these teams added another receiver. So, did they need speed? They have it in Samuel. They have it in James Cook. They did not get an over-the-top burner. They did not get a guy that gets open everywhere at all three levels. Last year, coming into this process, looking at receivers, we talked about JSN. We talked about Zay Flowers. He gets open at all three levels. You know, there were different options. And this year, it was a lot of X receivers, and I think they might have got a guy that might not project as a true X.
Right. Yeah. There is, between all their guys, like Sal mentioned, like, what do they want to be? They want to be maybe an offense where you have to defend all levels of the field. And I'm looking at their receiver room right now. We could talk about the quarterback's impact on this. I look at their receiver room right now, and if I'm a defense prepping for that defense, am I threatened by anybody over the top?
I don't think so. No.
So, do I have to defend all levels of the field? I might have to because Allen has a bazooka and will be willing to throw that ball down there to anybody at any time. But if you want to be an offense that is forcing the defense to guard all levels of the field, well, you're still missing a guy. You are missing, you know, you mentioned Javon Baker. Javon Baker would have been that. There are guys that were available in free agency that could have been that. Do they think Curtis Samuel has that element? There are some out there that think he is more than what he's been used as in the NFL. I'm at a point now where, well, he better be, because unless Curtis Samuel is going to jab step, run deep, by the corner, he's open down the field, who on this offense is doing that? Justin Shorter? Who is doing that on this offense? They don't have it. Which can be fine. You can get around that. If everybody on your team breaks tackles and creates yards after catch, that's maybe the biggest difference, I think, between Coleman and Gabe Davis. Did Gabe Davis ever break a tackle during his Bills career? Like, it didn't happen a lot. And Coleman might have, you know, some plays where he does it three times, but they do not have a downfield threat.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. There's something to be said for the very first mock draft I saw after this draft of the 2025 draft has the Bills taking a wide receiver. I did not anticipate we would be getting to that spot where
next year,
here it is. It's finally time. They need to remake their room. It's the deepest class ever. And they come out with only one, prompting the first immediate mock draft I see to be like, oh, you're back on the train next year. I promise not to blow the train horn for a good, like, 8 months.
Hey, mate. How good does Coleman have to be to keep the receiver train at bay next year?
I think it's impossible is probably saying too much, but, you know, Shakir's going into year three. You're almost at the end of that. You have to sign him and pay him, and I don't know. It'd be interesting to see Joe Brady's offense. I that's the X factor. I don't know what Joe Brady's offense looks like, because what do we watch? We watched him run 8 weeks of Ken Dorsey's offense. And then get to a playoff game and have zero explosive plays. And that's what they're chasing, is explosive plays. So Samuel, Coleman, that's it so far. Mac Hollins. 803-0550, more your calls as we continue. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.